This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360. Dear Doc, regarding Walter Haruska, H-A-R-U-S-K-A, date of birth 5/18 of 1954. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Haruska, whose last visit with this office was April 3rd of this year, and he was hospitalized in Alma Hospital for acute on chronic renal failure and creatinine stabilized after discharge and generalized edema with anasarca. He was hospitalized September 15th through September 26, 2025. He also has permanent atrial fibrillation, dilated cardiomyopathy. He had bladder cancer resection with an ostomy and a nephrostomy tube. He was getting nephrostomy tubes changed in Ann Arbor, but the most recent change was done in Midland, and he's going to be going to Midland from this point forward to have the nephrostomy tubes changed on a regular basis. Currently, he complains of fatigue. The edema in the lower extremities is much better and stabilized, and he has minimal shortness of breath. He is able to ambulate at home with a walker, but today he's in a large wheelchair due to weakness and the potential for falls. He has been getting lab studies done every 2 weeks since he was returned home from the hospital, and his wife is present for this follow-up visit. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine in the collection device is clear, no cloudiness or blood. Edema is improved. Dyspnea is stable, and none is occurring at rest. Medications, I want to highlight diltiazem, 120 milligram daily, Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, metoprolol, 100 milligram twice a day, and then for the reactive hypotension, in orthostatic hypotension, he takes midodrin, 5 milligram twice a day. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent daily, with the torsamide, 40 milligram daily. And other routine medications are stable. Physical exam, weight is 324 pounds. And that is a 6-pound decrease since April of this year. And his wife says that's his new stable expected weight. Pulse is 86 and irregular, oxygen saturation 94% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 90 over 68. Neck is supple, minimal jugular venous distension, lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, heart sounds are distant, irregular heart sounds, abdomen is obese, non-tender. In labs, most recent lab studies were done October 20th, 2025. Creatinine is 2.02 with estimated GFR of 35. Previous levels 1.98, 2.08, 1.93, 1.78, 1.85. Calcium 9.2, sodium 138, potassium 3.8. Carbon dioxide 21, albumin 3.7. Hemoglobin is 10.6. This is gradually improving. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue with lab studies every 3 months. 2, congestive heart failure, currently stable, on torsamide with potassium replacement, and history of bladder cancer with nephrostomy. We will inquire on the frequency of how often that will be changed and let the patient's wife know, as she has requested to know for planning and appointment scheduling. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.